I am Kiran Bedi, and I was the first woman to enter the Indian Police Service. As I worked, I realized I was different. I realized my policing was much more preventive. And many of my seniors and my colleagues, they were very rule-bound. They were very cautious. They were very distant. They were very bureaucratic. They were very cold. They were very indifferent. And I found myself very involved, concerned, committed, communicative, rewarding. That's how I felt I was different as a woman. One of the most important things I did was very firm arrests followed by correctional methods. Then I moved on and I found crime and drugs very interrelated, and I started to open drug abuse treatment centers within my police station premises to check their cycle of drugs, crime, jail, bail, drugs, crime. In May 1993, I was posted to Tihar, which is the largest prison in the world in numbers. It was over 9,000 people, men, women, adolescents, children. Inside the prison was an environment of curse. I think each one was cursing the other for being there. They blamed the society at large, and revenge was multiplying within each individual tremendously. There was anger, there was violence, there was dirt. Well, bathing was not a concept. There was dirt for water inside the prison. Food was unhealthy. Certain areas were just never cleaned. Garbage used to pile up. So internally, the situation was absolutely unhygienic. Most of the staffers of the lower ranks were involved in violence, corruption, and even drug peddling inside the prison. It was rampant corruption with callous administration. That's how at least I saw. And that's what led me to convert this prison into an ashram, a place of reformation. I think the beginning of the change was when we gave every prisoner a timetable for the day. I gave to the prisoners what I needed for myself. Just as I need to be organized to do my time carefully, we're all doing time anyway, I gave the same thing to them. There's a time to wake up, there's a time for a bath, there's a time to go to school, there's time for food, there's time for exercise, there's time for meditation, there's time to play, and there's time to go back to bed. We regulated the whole day, not by force, but by a voluntary spirit, saying, if you do your time well, you will be the gainer. Believe me, there was not a single rebel out of 9,000 people. Every morning from 9 to 11 in the morning was a school time in the prison. Educated prisoners were made teachers. The books, the educational material came as donations from schools around in the city. And there was abundance of donations, abundance, both in terms of material and even manpower. You know, an Indian mother, an Indian woman has very special qualities, which I saw in my mother, is that she nurtures her children very carefully. She keeps them very close to her heart. I found that happening with me, with these prisoners. It didn't matter to me how old these men looked, how old these women looked. I found myself responding like an Indian mother all the way as I walked the prison. I think I've been specially gifted having parents who were absolutely exceptional. There weren't any other family in my town which was training their daughters to be somebody in their lives when they grow up, to not only take charge of their lives, but to serve others as they grow up.